Chiang Kai-shek was, in many ways, given very poor odds when he started out as leader. The movement that he led, the Kuomintang, or the Nationalist Party, had come to power in 1927, 1928, after first an astonishingly successful military expedition out of their heartland in southern China up towards the north, what we call the Northern Expedition. But then, as soon as the forces had reached north coastal China, there was a split in the movement and a falling out between the mainstream Kuomintang, led by Chiang Kai-shek, and the left wing of the party and their communist allies. It was a very brutal purge in which Chiang turned on the communists and on the left wing, crushed it, and then set up his new state. So it was a state that was born in a framework of civil war, with great uncertainty about whether the local strongmen, the ones we often call warlords, would adhere to the writ of the new regime, and what the reaction of the foreign powers would be. Maybe at that point, first and foremost Japan, but also the other powers that held so-called concessions in China, meaning that they had extraterritorial rights and they had their own sections of many of the main cities that were run as foreign enclaves within China, almost as a kind of trade colonies within the Chinese Republic. So the odds did not seem very good for a success. And if you judge the performance in the period from 1928 and up to the outbreak of the war with Japan in 1937, then clearly, in many ways, this was a government that succeeded beyond what was expected at the outset. Let me point to four areas in which, during that so-called Nanjing decade, the decade when the government operated from Nanjing in central China, four areas in which they did remarkably well.